Whose advice to believe? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest poll shows President Obama has tanked on foreign policy. About 57% of Americans disapprove. So whose foreign policy advice can we trust? How about former Vice President Dick Cheney, who basically said, "I told you so," in his Wall Street Journal op-ed, because he did, in fact, predict what would happen in Iraq.
Leave that country before the job is done would be to hand Iraq over to car bombers and assassins.
He said that in 2005, about a year and a half after President Bush announced that Iraq was once again a sovereign nation.
After decades of brutal rule by a terror regime, the Iraqi people have their country back.
And in 2007, Vice President Cheney also promised Wolf Blitzer that Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki knew exactly what he was doing.
Wolf, you've got to let Nouri al-Maliki deal with the situation as he sees fit, and I think he will.
And that same Nouri al-Maliki, exercising Iraq's sovereignty, signed an agreement with President Bush in 2008, requiring all U.S. forces to leave Iraq in 2011, which they did. So what do we do? Well, since there are clearly people who want us to go back, suppose Congress does what the Constitution says. Take a vote so each member can go on the record for or against declaring war on the Iraqi insurgents that the last war unleashed. I wonder what the politicians will promise us this time.
We will help you build a peaceful and representative government that protects the rights of all citizens. And then our military forces will leave.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.